This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered on Newsmax TV as well as USA Radio. It's our Power Hour. You can only find a war like this in the good old US of A. In the immortal words of John Wick. I hope you like the movie, John Wick 1, John Wick 2, John Wick 3. I'm a John Wick fan. He said, if you want peace, prepare for war. And that's how we handle this show, because this country is really a war between right and left. There is a civil war going on right now. And then that's how President Trump handles America. If you want peace, prepare for war. Trump did it. But before I get to all that, I want to go over my commentary coming out on Sunday's Las Vegas Review-Journal this Sunday. It's a preview. And it's also coming out in a newspaper near you because it's syndicated nationally by Creators Syndicate. My New Year 2020 gift to the Democrat Party. Here's my New Year 2020 gift to the Democrats. This is a teachable moment. I'm going to teach you how real Americans actually think. Because Democrats are clearly A, clueless and delusional, or B, so anti-American and pure Marxist in their thinking, they have no ability to even fake patriotism anymore, or C, they're just blind, deaf, and really, really dumb. What does this stem from? Well, first is groupthink. Democrats live in a bubble. They actually believe the lies, fraud, and fake news spouted by Democrat politicians, Nancy Pelosi, and CNN, and MSNBC, and PBS, and Chuck Schumer, and the mainstream media, and Michael Moore. They're never exposed to anything else. So they have no idea how real Americans think or what real Americans think. Secondly, look at the makeup of the Democrat Party. To me, real Americans are those born in the USA or who are here legally, who actually earn a living and pay into the system, pay taxes. These are the American voters who have earned the right to decide the direction of America. I call them the silent majority. So there were two teachable moments in the past week, and liberals and Democrats have no clue how the silent majority thinks. The liberal reaction to both incidents is nothing short of a disaster for the Democrat Party. So let me explain to Democrats how real Americans think about these two life and death important incidents. First, we have the Texas church shooting. A hero shot the perp dead in 6 seconds with a shot through the head. One shot got the job done. Bravo. Standing ovation. But if he missed, six more churchgoers were already armed and running towards the evil perp. This is exactly how we must stop acts of evil and terrorism. The Second Amendment is there to protect good people from evil. The way to protect churches and synagogues is with armed security, trained armed volunteers, and also with parishioners in the audience allowed to legally carry guns as well. Thank God for Texas. Government can't save you. The police can't save you. If it is to be, it is up to me. We all need to take personal responsibility and learn to protect ourselves. The citizens are the true first responders. You're there before the police can ever hope to get there. We all understand that now more than ever because of this Texas church shooting. This is a clear lesson that real Americans learned from this incident. Arm yourselves, protect yourselves, defend yourselves. Second was President Trump's decision to kill Iranian General Qasem Soleimani with a missile strike. General Soleimani was evil personified. the second most powerful man in Iraq, behind only their, you know, their world leader. Soleimani coordinated the murder of hundreds of American soldiers. He was the man planning many current attacks against American interests in Iraq. President Trump blew him to hell. The mullahs of Iran and bad guys across the world, think Kim Jong-un of North Korea, are now on notice. America is no longer a paper tiger. We will fight back. There is a new sheriff in town. If you attack America or Americans, we will hunt you down and you will die. Real Americans support President Trump's decision 100%. We are high-fiving, and we think any Democrat or Hollywood celebrity who defends evil Iran is a traitor to America. Are you listening, Ilhan Omar? Are you listening, Rashida Tlaib? Are you listening, AOC? Are you listening, Rose McGowan and John Cusack in Hollywood? So, liberals, please accept this New Year 2020 gift. Proceed with caution on the topics of good citizens with guns defending themselves from bad guys and America defending itself from evil, murdering, terrorist regimes. Real Americans believe in peace through strength. Get this wrong, and your Democrat Party will cease to exist as a viable political party. You're welcome. You know, you're supposed to be saying thank you, Wayne, if you're a Democrat, and I would say you're welcome. And sure enough, they ignored my advice. Ilhan Omar is outraged after the U.S. airstrike that kills the top Iranian commander, number two behind only the Ayatollah. That was the name I was trying to reach for, by the way, in this commentary. I couldn't think of the name. The supreme leader of Iran is called the Ayatollah. And so the number two man behind Ayatollah is this general. And this general is a bad, bad guy. And I'll tell you in a minute how Trump took him out. And Obama actually ratted out Israel's attempt to take him out in 2015, and therefore the assassination attempt by Israel was scuttled because of Barack Obama. Do you understand what we're dealing with here? The people on the other side, you know, if you're just a moderate liberal, you're not a bad person. You just disagree with me on issues. That's fine. But if you really want to help the evil mullahs of Iran, if you want to give them $150 billion and interest they didn't even ask for, and you want to give them an atomic bomb because the negotiations of John Kerry and Obama handed them nuclear abilities, capabilities, and if you want to give them information that Israel is going to assassinate their number one military commander, I call that evil and I call you a traitor. I'm sorry. You're a traitor. So the United States killed Qasem Soleimani, the top commander of Iran's military forces, in an airstrike at the Baghdad International Airport. And the strike also killed, by the way, Abdu Mahdi al-Muhandis, the deputy commander of the Iran-backed militias known as the Popular Mobilization Forces. Seven people killed in the airstrike. And moments ago, there was a new breaking report that many, you know, several, I think it was five leaders of the militia were also hit in an airstrike moments ago. So Trump is at it again. The United States is showing our power again. And trust me when I tell you, Lindsey Graham, U.S. Senator of South Carolina, put it best today. If they dare and retaliate, we're going to take out their oil fields. And Iran has no economy left. You know, thanks to our sanctions, Iran's economy is in the pits. It's dead. The only thing they have left is their oil fields. If they attack us now, we will go after their oil fields and wipe them off the face of the earth. And remember, America, because of Trump and under Trump, is energy independent, energy sufficient. We supply energy to the rest of the world. We don't need to import any energy. So we could take out Iran's oil fields and we wouldn't even notice it. So Ilhan Omar, who I always say is Democrat / Hamas Hezbollah, that's who she represents in the U.S. Congress, her and Rashida Tlaib. These are not people that should ever be allowed in the United States Congress. She is a fundraiser for CARE, a radical Islamic group that fundraises for Hamas. And she is outraged that her terrorist buddies are dead. So here's what she said. Ilhan Omar said, "We are outraged the president would assassinate a foreign official, possibly setting off another war without congressional authorization and a zero plan to deal with the consequences." And then she said, "So what if Trump wants war? knows this leads to war and needs the distraction, question mark. The real question is, will those with congressional authority like Ilhan Omar, such a powerful, important congresswoman in her own mind, will we step in and stop him? I know I will. How will you stop him? Are you making a veiled threat against the President of the United States? Is a congressperson saying she will assassinate the President of the United States, arrest the President of the United States? What are you trying to say? That's the question. And by the way, I'll tell you what I'm trying to say. You're dead wrong. The AUMF was passed in 2002, and it's a declaration that allows the President of the United States to use the armed forces as necessary and appropriate to defend U.S. national security against the continuing threat posed by Iraq. Now, Democrats wanted to repeal this act in July of 2019, but guess what? They never took action, and that means that President Trump's actions on Thursday were not only appropriate and necessary, but they were also 100% legal. Nancy Pelosi's wrong, Ilhan Omar's wrong, and how about Rashida Tlaib, the other big radical representing Hamas and Hezbollah? She lashed out at President Trump following this targeted strike. Can you imagine if they expended this kind of effort loving America and believing in America with passion? Instead, they defend terrorists? She said, we cannot stay silent as this lawless president recklessly moves us closer to yet another unnecessary war that puts innocent lives at risk at home and across the globe. Congress alone has the authority to declare war, and we must reclaim our responsibility and say no to war with Iran. Well, guess what? The AUMF says these people are completely wrong, and the greatest lawyer in the world has got to be Alan Dershowitz. And when we get back, I'll tell you what he said. He said that Trump's military strike against this general from Iran was actually more legal and more authorized than Obama's killing of Osama bin Laden. When we get back. Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. The healthcare open enrollment period has ended. Did you miss it? Don't go a whole year without having a healthcare program. Sign up now with Liberty HealthShare. As a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, they're not insurance. That means you can sign up at any time of the year. Liberty HealthShare is no network. You're free to pick your own doctors, hospitals, providers, and there are no contracts. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty HealthShare has memberships for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty HealthShare saves me $18,000 each year compared to what I was paying for health insurance. Liberty HealthShare is a nonprofit ministry. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of the community of like-minded individuals who understand the importance of people coming together to bear one another's burdens. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
Friends and family, I've been telling you for 2 years about how MyPillow has given me a better night's sleep, and now you can get a MyPillow of your own at an exceptional price. If you go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener special, you can get two MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, $69.98, and that is less than $40 a pillow. But the great part about it is that you get a 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. These are washable, dryable, and they don't. You get the great night's sleep. How can you go wrong? Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and use my promo code USA. If you want to have a great night's sleep, go to MyPillow and get you a MyPillow. And by the way, get you a MyPillow dog bed for your forever friend. They'll love you more than they do now for it. MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and use my promo code USA.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. I have a voice problem. My voice easily gets hoarse. That's a big problem when you're a talk show host. I talk thousands of hours a year on radio and TV. I have to protect my voice. Well, those problems are a thing of the past. My throat is now a workhorse because of my doctor suggests all-natural silver lozenges. I pop these lozenges all day long and all show long. Silver has been used historically to destroy bacteria, viruses, and even yeast. Imagine sucking on a lozenge and letting the silver slowly and consistently destroy the cause of mouth, throat, and respiratory problems. Those lozenges work. I'm living proof. They're a miracle for me. Now a more advanced silver formula is available in a liquid gel or lozenge form, and you can get all three in one package at 20% off because War sent you. My doctor suggests the name of the company, but Wayne Root doesn't suggest. I urge you to try these remarkable all-natural lozenges today. Call 866-660-9868. That's 866-660-9868. Or go to mydoctorsuggest.com/root. Use promo code USA Radio to save 20% off. That's mydoctorsuggest.com/root.
Raw and unfiltered.
Does your business spend... Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com. You can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, of course, it is a Friday. And so we are going to take calls in the second half of the show. We do that on Fridays. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-927-8255. A little station identification, my website, rootforamerica.com. Also, rootwall.com, my favorite pet project, rootwall.com. You can email me anytime, wayneroot@gmail.com. And you can contact Newsmax, tell me if you like this show, want to see more Wayne Root on the network. It's war@newsmax.com, war@newsmax.com. You can find me at Twitter, at Parler, and at Plicky Chatter, all with the handle @RealWayneRoot. Now, let me tell you a little story about the censorship going on in social media in this country. So I've been on Twitter for, I don't know, 6 years, something like that. And I quickly went to about 110,000 Twitter followers. Then Twitter took me back. How do you lose followers? I have no idea. But I went backwards to only 70,000. Then I got my national TV show on Newsmax TV. And they won't let anyone join, and they won't let anyone see my tweets, or at least they shadow banned it so far fewer people see it than normally would. And so I couldn't add anyone. They were preventing anyone from joining. Now I've got from 70 to like 79,000 at Twitter. So along comes Politi Chatter, politichatter.com. And the owner of and founder of the company comes to me and says, "You're like a superstar of the conservative movement, and you are clearly being persecuted and shadow banned by Twitter. It's clear. I'm watching what's going on. If you join my site, I'll bet you pick up thousands of people very quickly. And I'll make sure you are exposed to everybody that joins Politi Chatter. And so even though you went from 70 to 79,000 in 3 years on national TV, that's it, on Twitter, I'll bet you go higher than that in a matter of a couple of weeks on Politi Chatter. And I said, are you crazy? He said, no, you will. So I signed on to Politi Chatter. And the Wayne Root page of Politi Chatter, which is like a combination of Twitter and Facebook, now has 101,000 fans in 2 weeks. I just joined it like 2.5 weeks ago during the holidays, Christmas and New Year, when nothing happens. There's no publicity out there, and everybody's enjoying their families, their parties, their vacations, their drinking, their shopping, and they're getting gifts and opening gifts. The last thing they want to do is join a political site. I got 101,000 fans in 2.5 weeks at Politi Chatter, and I've gotten 9,000 at Twitter after they cut me down from 110 to 70,000, which obviously is something wrong. That's fraud, number one. But number two, they allowed 9,000 people to join in 3 years with a national TV show. This other place, 101,000 in 2.5 weeks. So thank you, Politi Chatter. That's my new to-go place. But still, you can find me at Twitter. You can find me at Parler, P-A-R-L-E-R, and you can find me at Politi Chatter at Real Wayne Root in all three places. All right. So isn't it ironic that Iranians are celebrating and thanking President Trump for killing his evil man Soleimani using the hashtag Thanks POTUS for Soleimani. Thanks POTUS for Soleimani. They're glad that he killed this torturer and this terrorist and this murderer and this kidnapper who's one of the most evil men in all of Iran. Meanwhile, our Hollywood celebrities are attacking Trump. Rose McGowan and John Cusack. Cusack blasted Trump. He has 1.6 million followers on Twitter, and he says he knows that he deemed the president clueless for putting United States citizens in danger. McGowan, much worse than that. She's 46 years old. Here's what she said. You're not going to believe this. Dear Iran, the U.S. has disrespected your country, your flag, your people. 52% of us humbly apologize. We want peace with your nation. We are being held hostage by a terrorist regime. We do not know how to escape. Please do not kill us. Hashtag Soleimani. It's like she's defending Adolf Hitler. These liberals are so crazy, so insane, so off-kilter, probably drunk or on drugs when she wrote this. They would defend Adolf Hitler if Trump attacked Germany and literally sent a missile to kill maybe Goebbels or whoever it was that was the number one lieutenant of Hitler. She would defend Hitler and the guy who died. Even though 6 million of my Jewish people were being murdered, she'd say, we don't want war with your people. We want peace. And Trump is our leader. He's holding us hostage. He's a terrorist. It's a terrorist regime. Meanwhile, she's defending a real terrorist regime. Here in America, she says what she wants, and nobody hurts this poor, brain-dead, pea-sized brain, Rose McGowan. But if she were in Iran and she said that about the Iranian mullahs, she'd be taken out of her home in the middle of the night, tortured for days, raped, and then hung. That'd be the end of Rose McGowan. She better thank God for America. What a great country this is. Wow, we're disrespecting Iran?
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. In his first statement since the death of Iranian General Qassem Soleimani, President Trump says America has the best military in the world and warns terrorists, we will find you, we will eliminate you.
If Americans anywhere are threatened, we have all of those targets already fully identified, and I am ready and prepared to take whatever action is necessary.
Senators are back on Capitol Hill after the holiday break, and Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell of Kentucky says the Senate should follow the same precedent set during President Clinton's impeachment trial.
The structure for this impeachment trial should track with the structure of the Clinton trial. We have a precedent here.
The House is back in session starting on Monday, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of my pillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented my pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
We all hear the stories in the news. The good guy uses a gun to protect his family from criminals, and he's the one arrested. The legal system is not fair, and responsibly armed Americans are political targets. So here's how you can take a simple and rewarding journey to complete self-defense confidence. Simply text GCN to 87222 to discover how the USCCA can give you the training, education, legal, and financial protection you need to truly protect the people you love. Don't risk everything and leave your family vulnerable. Now it's time to prepare and protect yourself. So if you're ready to take your next step as a responsibly armed American, you're ready to truly become your family's ultimate protector. Text GCN to 87222. Discover your life-saving USCCA member benefits today. Again, that's text GCN to 87222.
Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered. Coming to you live from Las Vegas and broadcast across the country on USA Radio Network. Now, back to war.
All right, so Trump's at it again. U.S. drones take out Shibl al-Zaidi, leader of the Iranian-backed Shiite militia group north of Baghdad in Taiji, Iraq. Killed six people, critically wounded three. They took out two cars with all the militia leaders. What are these guys thinking right now? Do you understand how great this is? The enemies of America, terrorists who want to kill Jews, destroy Israel, kill Christians, destroy Western civilization, set America on fire, set off a nuclear device in America. These are the things they live for. They want to kidnap girls. They want to rape girls. Terrible people. And they're all shaking in their boots. They know at any minute a missile could fly into their home, their office, their tent, their camel, whatever the hell they're in, their cave, and kill everyone around them. And they just disintegrate. They'll never be seen again. What's the last thought as the missile comes to your windshield, or the missile comes to your tent, or the missile comes to your window? It's, oh, shh, Trump. That's the last thought. All right. Trump's doing a great job. Let's take some calls. We said we'd do it. 833-WAR-TALK, 833-927-8255, as we often do on Friday afternoons in the second half of the show. We got Mark from California on line one. Mark, Happy New Year. How are you?
What a great start. The year started off with a bang.
Hey, yes, it did. A missile bang. I love it.
It's never boring. You know, the thing is, Wayne, with you too, but it's never boring with you or Trump.
That's it.
Never boring.
He's the best thing that ever happened to my show.
He's now going to be the king of Iran.
Yeah, I called him the king of the Jews. Now he's going to be the king of Iran. Great job by President Trump.
Remember they said it with the Kurds that he was going to give up on the Kurds. No, he didn't. The Kurds are happy.
Yes.
He's going to be the king of Iraq. He's going to work it out. This is what the Iranians get, because like you've been saying for 2 years, John Kerry is their advisor. And he's going to be Secretary of State, you know, for Biden. They're working that out. And when you're the Iranian advisor and your name's John Kerry, this is the situation you find yourself in.
Well, when you're an Iran advisor and you're John Kerry for President Joe Biden, God forbid, you give them everything they want in the world. They're a little crappy terrorist regime. And the fact that he negotiated and gave them everything they wanted, he's either the dumbest human being in world history, the worst negotiator in world history, or I can't believe either one of those. He's a perfectly smart fellow. He's in the bag. He's on the take. He's dirty. He was getting some of that money. I've said this on the show before. I believe all these Democrats are dirty. Joe Biden was grabbing part of the loot in Ukraine, and he was using his son as the guy to be the go-between. But it was Joe Biden stealing loot, and he was stealing it on behalf of Obama and Hillary Clinton and the Clinton Foundation and the Kerrys. And in the case of the Iran treaty, John Kerry was giving away the store. The kitchen sink, everything that Iran ever dreamed of, he said yes to. Do you think maybe out of the $150 billion-plus interest, maybe they agreed to kick back $5 billion? And then Kerry handed it out to the Clinton Foundation, which has bank accounts offshore? And the Clinton Foundation gave cuts to everybody. The whole Democratic Party, they're all in on it.
Well, it was 50, but Wayne, it was $50 billion originally, and they gave him $100 billion interest.
Yeah,
that's how you got $150 million. Right?
Okay.
How much of the $100 interest
right.
went for cash, and you know, then there was a cash component. But anyway, look, before I go, you know, yes, it's great that Omar, your buddy Omar, and AOC and Nancy are all crying now because Trump didn't tell them about the bombing. But look, my New Year wish is this: that Eric Holder and Obama, your former classmate from Columbia, they go visit the AG, confess your crimes. Save the country $1 billion in legal fee and lost stock market. Just admit what you guys did to booby trap Trump. Have a great new year, Wayne. Thanks. You're doing great.
Thanks, Mark. And by the way, that brings up another point. Mark has spurred my thinking. Not only do I believe that there was all kinds of cash involved in the Iran treaty, because why else would you give the worst people in the world who kill American soldiers and who sponsor terrorism around the world, $150 billion, including interest they didn't ask for. Why in the world would you do that? But number two is, why would you give that money to a terrorist regime with no limitations on how they can use it so that they can now use it to spread terrorism and fund terrorism all over the world? So it isn't just the payoffs to the Democratic Party. It's the fact that there's blood on the hands of John Kerry and Barack Obama. They gave terrorist money to a terrorist regime, a rogue regime that could use it to spread evil all around the world. And you're out there attacking Trump? The guy you want to attack is Trump and Kerry and Ben Rhodes. They're the dirty guys that put together the Iran deal and admitted they lied to the American people about the Iran deal. They admitted that. Ben Rhodes is Jewish, and he admitted he lied about the Iran deal to get it through. He turned it into a, was it a treaty or a non-treaty? I guess if it's a treaty, I think it has to be ratified by the United States Congress. They called it something else, so therefore it wasn't, you didn't need ratification and authorization by Congress. And here they are saying Trump should have gotten authorization of Congress. There's a third point to all this. If Trump goes to Nancy Pelosi and Ilhan Omar and Rashida Tlaib, can you imagine? And AOC, the bartender, and ask them for permission to bomb Iran. And these people are not just dumb and clueless with pea-sized brains, but they're also communists and Marxists and socialists and fundraisers for extreme Islam. The first thing they do is they tell Iran, especially Ilhan Omar and Rashida Tlaib, they seem to be in with the Iranian revolutionaries. And they're so upset that we killed the general. Like their best friends are all the mullahs in Iran. They're going to turn around as foreign spies and tell the people in Iran who are in leadership that you're about to get bombed. There's going to be a missile strike against the general. Do you have any idea what would happen at that point? The general gets away because Ilhan Omar is a traitor, if that's the case. We already know there's accusations that she's given classified information to other foreign countries. We know that. We don't know that to be true, but we know that accusation has been made in a lawsuit in, I believe, Florida. So you're dealing with dirty people, and even if they're not in bed with Iranian terrorists, they're in bed with Hamas and Hezbollah, who's in bed with Iranian terrorists. So they'll tell their buddies in Hamas and Hezbollah, and they'll tell Iran. Or how about maybe they're not in bed with Iran terrorists at all, and they're good Americans, but they're Democrats, and they hate Trump, and they've got Trump derangement syndrome. So now they'll tell the Iranian regime, just so Trump can't take credit for another great military achievement. Any and all of those things are on the table if you tell the Democrats about this. So why would Trump ever go for authorization and tell Nancy Pelosi or Chuck Schumer anything if it's going to be in the hands of our enemies? You can't trust anything that you tell leading Democrats in the United States Congress. Nothing. So don't ever go near them, President Trump. Alan Dershowitz said Trump has even more legal justification for eliminating Soleimani than Obama had with Osama bin Laden. So, good stuff. President Trump did a great job. And anyone who criticizes him, like Ben Rhodes from the prior regime, Samantha Powers, the prior Obama regime, these are the people spying on Trump. These are the people unmasking Trump officials. These are the people trying to destroy lives. And Ben Rhodes is the guy who lied about the Iran treaty to get it passed. Let's grab Ron in Jersey on line three. Ron, you're on with Wayne Root. How are you?
Hey, Happy New Year. How you doing?
Happy New Year.
Wayne. All right. You know what? It's proven fact. When you push back against people like this, they back down. Now, certainly, they might, the second snake will come in and take over. But the thing is, if you don't show them what we're made of, and
right,
what I'm tired of is getting the situation where, okay, you have your religion, believe in your religion. Whether
that's fine.
I believe or you don't believe,
that's
don't
fine.
Call me, I'm an infidel and you want to cut my head off. No, because I'm not going to, they're going to have to kill me. And a lot of Americans feel like that. There's a lot of people here in New Jersey that are fed up. I mean, and as far as that Iran deal, the money they gave and no type of any
no limitations. No limitations.
Deal. Yeah, you know, and 600 of our American troops. Some of that money wasn't used to kill them. You know what? And the situation with the embassy, I was proud to see Trump say, not on his watch, another ambassador.
Another Benghazi, and not another Iranian embassy under Jimmy Carter. Think about that
one.
All the people said Trump has started a war, Ron. Trump didn't start a war. Ronald Reagan, the minute he took office, he swore, he put his hand on the Bible, and took office as president, they let our hostages go. That was Iran that let our hostages go because they were afraid Reagan would bomb them into oblivion. And they were afraid that Trump will bomb them into oblivion. This is good. This is how you make bullies back down. Obama and Jimmy Carter were fools and weaklings and cowards. Now we have a real leader running the United States of America. How's that for Happy New Year? All right, Ron, thank you. Appreciate your call. Ron in Jersey. We've got Gina in Florida on line one. Gina. Oh, we got 1 minute to go. We'll take Gina first up. He'll be batting a leadoff when we get back for the last segment of the show. It's Gina in Florida, followed by John in D.C. and Michael in Colorado. And more phones are ringing. 833-WAR-TALK, 833-927-8255. Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. In the words of John Wick, if you want peace, prepare for war. That's what we do every day on this show, and that's what President Trump is doing right now for the United States of America. God bless President Trump. And stay tuned for the commercial coming up next. The message right now from Dr. Joe Williams. If you're a guy and your hair is thinning, this is your guy. This is the guy with all the answers and a free vacation to Las Vegas to boot. People come in from all over the world and all over the United States for Dr. Joe Williams, the number one hair reconstruction surgeon in America. Stay tuned for the message right now. Everyone, Wayne Allen Root. Listen carefully to another great offer on one of the most sought-after assets on earth. The world of political turmoil just gets crazier and crazier. Impeachment hearings, China trade wars, Fed money pumping, which are creating bubbles that could burst any day now. With one exception, gold and silver, which are currently undervalued and have excellent growth potential in 2020. So here's another irresistible offer to help you cash in on asset protection while you still can. My sponsor, Swiss America, is willing to ship my listeners another popular silver coin, the U.S. Peace Dollar, for just $16.50 each delivered while supplies last. You heard me right. This is an exclusive offer to my listeners by calling 800-289-2646. Write it down. 800-289-2646. Get your supply of silver U.S. Peace Dollars for just $16.50 each delivered. 800-289-2646 or go to SwissAmerica.com.
If you're thinking about life insurance from low-cost term to business or estate coverage or perhaps a small policy to cover your final expenses, why spend more than you have to? Hi, I'm John David Wells from the Wells Report. Since 1986, AccuQuote has helped hundreds of thousands of folks save a fortune on their life insurance by quickly comparing the rates, features, and financial strength of dozens of top-rated life insurance products right over the phone. Want some examples? A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy a $500,000 10-year level term policy for less than $45 a month. Oh, you say you're 60? No problem. Under $120 a month. 20 or 30 year terms, even permanent plans are available. Okay, so you might have some health problems, huh? Lots of us do, but the experts at AccuQuote will still work with you to find the best affordable policy. To find out how much you can save, call AccuQuote today. 877-439-8830. That's 877-439-8830. 877-439-8830. AccuQuote. Call them today.
Policy forms and availability vary by state.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. The healthcare open enrollment period has ended. Did you miss it? Don't go a whole year without having a healthcare program. Sign up now with Liberty HealthShare. As a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, they're not insurance. That means you can sign up at any time of the year. Liberty HealthShare is no network. You're free to pick your own doctors, hospitals, providers, and there are no contracts. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty HealthShare has memberships for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty HealthShare saves me $18,000 each year compared to what I was paying for health insurance. Liberty HealthShare is a nonprofit ministry. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of the community of like-minded individuals who understand the importance of people coming together to bear one another's burdens. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
Wayne Root.
Raw and Unfiltered.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Alan Root, raw and unfiltered. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
I love my fans on Newsmax TV. First time I've watched you on satellite, thanks to Orbi TV. I don't even know Orbi TV. No more fighting the old antenna. I tell everyone I know, get Orbi TV and watch Channel 308 Newsmax, and especially War. Go, Wayne. You're making a big difference. David. David in Idaho. Interesting. Interesting. And here's Jeff. Jeff says, Wayne, thanks for stating that Democrats will leak our attack plans to our enemies. I was thinking the very same thing when I suffered through listening to Schumer today. It's also the reason I'll now never give up my guns. I used to think, well, if I have to, now no way. Never will I surrender my guns to the communist, globalist, evil Democrats. Never. Great job tonight, Jeff. Thanks, guys. So many emails coming through, and I try and grab a couple to read on the air. I also want to mention, Israel wanted to kill the same guy, Soleimani, but Obama tipped off Iran. What do you call a president of the United States who tips off our enemy Iran that our ally Israel is about to assassinate a terrorist murdering scum? What do you call that guy, Obama? I know what I call him, but I can't say it on national TV, so I'm not going to say a word. Gina in Florida is up next. Gina, you're on with Wayne Alla Root. How are you?
Hey, how you doing?
Good, good, good. What's on your mind? Happy New Year.
Call Obama. Happy New Year to you, too. First of all, I don't think Rev. Omar knows her history. It was Iran who created Hezbollah, you know, the biggest terrorist there in Lebanon now. We bombed our embassies in the 1980s. I remember I was around 83, all those Marines that were killed.
Yes.
And kidnapped our, you know, William Buckley and tortured him to death. Terrible, terrible things they did.
Well, they do terrible things every day. Look, Hezbollah and Hamas are radical terrorists. That's what they are. But yet they raise money, Rashida Tlaib and Ilhan Omar, for CARE, which raises money, takes that money, turns around and gives it to radical Islamic causes like Hamas and Hezbollah. So these are very bad people.
Bad
Gina, what else can I say? Bad.
Well, you know, maybe no more if they keep nailing some of these thugs.
Well, it depends what district you're in. You know, I mean, if Ilhan Omar is in a district that's, you know, all Democrat and all Muslim, then she's going to get reelected. If Rashida Tlaib represents a district in Detroit that's filled with Democrats and filled with liberals and filled with people that like radical Islam, maybe she'll get reelected again, and we have to live with them in the United States Congress. But I'm just telling you again, you can't trust telling them anything about American attacks against Islamic terrorists, because they could very well tip them off. Cannot trust them.
Yeah.
Thank you. Appreciate the call. Let's take John in D.C. John, you're on with Wayne Root. Happy New Year, my friend.
Happy New Year. I have a personal interest in this. But by the way, I can't hear what other callers are saying, so if I repeat something that's already been said, it's because I'm in the dark and I can only hear you. But I worked at Westinghouse Radar for 25 years. Worked on the surface and the air radar, the submarine radar, everything, every one of those programs. I was on the top level in the program offices for all of them. And I was so embarrassed in 1976 and 77 because the Iranians took our diplomats and they held them for 444 days and didn't release them until Reagan was inaugurated on that January 20th day, 1977. And I was embarrassed, and to me, this is almost payback. But regardless of what happened back then with Carter, I think the president once again did this very correctly. They talk about proportionality. I mean, he could have blown them away. But when you have an Iranian that's in charge of all this terrorism in the Mid-East, what is he doing in Iraq? I mean, that justifies it itself. This guy shouldn't have been there. He's there just to cause trouble. And he got what he deserved.
Evidently, John, just literally minutes ago, we did it again. We nailed two cars, a convoy of two cars filled with Islamic militia people who are trying to keep planning the death of Americans and American soldiers and attacking American interests. So, look, Trump is going down the list and checking it twice like Santa Claus at this holiday season, and he's saying, take them out, take them out, take them out. They hate America. They want to kill Americans. They're responsible for killing Americans. They have blood in their hands. Take them out. Obama would never, ever do that. Thank you, John, for the call. Appreciate it. Last call tonight. Let's take Michael. Get no time? Can't take one more call? Oh, all right. Sorry, Michael in Colorado. I tried to take you, but time's up for the night. Let me make sure I say God bless you and Happy New Year to all of you. It's been a great year, 2019. We're finally here in 2020, and I feel it's going to be a great year for Trump and the Republicans to take back the House and to retain the Senate by a larger margin. And for Wayne Root's show here on Newsmax and USA Radio, we start in Chicago, hopefully next week in Chicago, 3 hours a day on the air to 4.5 million Chicagoans. Wayne Allyn Root, Raw and Unfiltered. Only good things in 2020. God bless you all. All the cops out there, all the military, all the vets. We love you. We appreciate your sacrifices. And before I say goodbye, don't just change the channel. Don't go surfing. Don't run to the bathroom. Don't make a sandwich yet. Message from my sponsor, My Doctor Suggests. Greatest people in the world. Cold and flu season. Their products of alkaline structured silver. It's been a miracle for me. I think it'll be great for you too. Stay tuned right now.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.